Good morning. It's Friday, 22nd of January. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew 24. I'm going to read to you some excerpts from an exhortation that was given by Brother Harry Tennant. Brother Harry discusses the transition point between the events of AD 70 and the second coming of the Lord, and then writes this. The fact is that the end of the Jewish world during the first century AD is intended to be a parallel of the end of our own age. The downfall of Jerusalem was a visitation of the Roman armies under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a day of the Lord, a coming of Jesus, perhaps the coming described in the words, "Ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." But the great sound of a trumpet in verse 31 ties in with a number of powerful scriptures, notably the seventh trumpet of the book of Revelation, the descent of the Lord from heaven with the sound of a trumpet, and the resurrection described by Paul as a time when the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. All these passages are based on the two silver trumpets of the priests in the tabernacle, which were used for the warning and assembly of the Jewish people. When the trumpet sounds, we shall be gathered to the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be a time even more dramatic and more decisive for each of us than the fall of Jerusalem was for that age. As we move through the chapter, we are left in no doubt that the second event is being described. The disciples had asked for signs. They were given them, both for their own day and for ours. Our signs are beyond doubt. Brother Harry now lists three signs. The first, the sign of the fig tree putting forth its leaves. The second, the sign from Noah's day. There isn't space in this recording to read what he says about those two, so we'll go to the third. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming upon the world. These constitute another prominent sign, according to the account in Luke. Our complex way of living leaves us wide open to all kinds of disasters, troubles, and unrest. Man has poisoned his morals by his self-indulgence. He has poisoned the world in which he lives by his greed and lack of care. If no other evils were performed, enough has been done already to the relationships among people and the very earth and atmosphere on which we depend, to make it certain that many more disasters of one kind or another will overtake us. We have been warned. The remedy? We are not able to work out the exact time of the Lord's coming. Jesus told us we would not. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Therefore, the remedy does not lie in pinpointing the time of the Lord's return, but in being ready whenever he comes, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. The word for household in Matthew 24, verse 45, is most interesting. It has two meanings, household and healing. For example, in Revelation 22, verse 2, it occurs in the phrase, "The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." The household is a place of healing. It is here, centred on the Lord's table, and the emblems that remind us of his love, that we shall find the remedies for our spiritual ills, both known and unknown. We must resolve to make maximum use of our opportunities. The Ecclesia needs you, and you need the Ecclesia. It is the body of Christ. How we treat it is how we treat Christ. Let us resolve to put our efforts into making the greatest contribution we can. It is for our eternal salvation. Thank you for listening.